Aztag, this is reflecting on Deborah Carlson. 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 Deborah. Deborah. Date of birth is 12/28/53. Date of visit 9/8/23. Please make a copy for Dr. Michael Townsend, MD. Townsend, TOWNSEND, MD. Next paragraph. Chief complaint is history of cough and recurrent bronchitis, period. Next paragraph is present illness. This is a 69-year-old female who has had a previous history for asthma, has been experiencing recurrent episodes of bronchitis, and has been followed by a pulmonologist. On a regular basis, the patient states that she has a cough intermittently and has been on inhaled steroids, including Breo, 100 micrograms, one puff a day, and also uses a albuterol inhaler on a PRN basis. She has some nasal allergies, post-nasal drip, and denies any yellow sputum, fevers, or chills. Next line. Her last chest x-ray on July 13/22 showed no acute lung infiltrates. PFTs done a year ago were within a normal limits period, and the diffusing capacity was normal period. Next paragraph. The patient's past history includes history for diabetes mellitus and hypertension, history of one episode of seizures. She also has had gastric sleeve surgery in 2019 and lost over 100 pounds. Surgery also includes a hysterectomy, cholecystectomy, foot surgery with bunion removal. Next paragraph. Allergies to sulfur drugs and peanuts. Next, habits. The patient did not smoke but was exposed to secondhand smoke for 20 years from her parents. Drinks alcohol rarely. Worked in an office, period. Next line, family history. Mother had a history of heart disease. Next line, med list. Losartan, HCT 50 by 12.5 milligrams daily. Glipizide 2.5 milligrams daily. Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs PRN. Breo 100 micrograms 1 puff daily. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has weight loss, some fatigue. She had previous history of obesity and lost weight after bariatric surgery. She has hoarseness and post-nasal drip, wheezing and coughing spells, and hay fever. Denies any urinary frequency, flank pains, or hematuria. She has shortness of breath with exertion. She denies abdominal pains, nausea, reflux, diarrhea. She has some leg pains, denies jaw pains or leg swelling. She has depression and anxiety. She has easy bruising. She has joint pains and muscle stiffness. She had one seizure, denies headaches or numbness of the extremities or blackouts. She has some skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately overweight elderly white female is alert. No acute distress, no pallor, icterus, clubbing, but has mild leg edema. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 65, respiration is 20, temps 97.6, weight is 200 pounds, saturation 97. HENT are non-phallic, pupils reactive and equal. Throat is clear, nasal mucosa injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with distant breath sounds and no wheezes or crackles on either side. Heart, the heart sensor, regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is protuberant, soft, without masses, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities, minimal edema with mild varicosities, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of 1 plus, there are no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number one. chronic asthma. Number two is history of hypertension. Number three, diabetes mellitus. Number four is exogenous obesity. And next line, plan. The patient will continue with Ventolin and inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. Advised to get a complete PFT and a CT chest without contrast. CBC and a IgE level. The patient was advised to continue to lose weight and exercise regularly. And in place of Breo, she was given fluticasone / salmeterol, 113/14 micrograms, 1 puff BID. And advised to come in for a follow-up in approximately 6 weeks period. Thank you for this consultation. Copy from Michael Townsend, MD. Thank you. Let's talk to this.